President Trump's executive order on immigration is affecting American citizens. WNYC's Matt Katz has the story from an Iranian-American woman in New Jersey.
Mariam Trenko arrived from Iran 12 years ago. She's an architect, and she married a landscape architect, an American. Their first date was at Barnes & Noble. Now they have a 4-year-old son. An American citizen, Mariam is making her life in Lincroft, New Jersey, and she wanted her parents to move here from Iran to help raise her son.
They passed through like a 1-year process, background check, medical exam, everything. Iran doesn't have embassy, so they have to use Turkey.
They were approved to move to America. They sold their home. But when they tried to board a flight on Sunday, they were turned back. Iran is one of 7 Muslim countries that Trump is indefinitely restricting travel from.
We went through everything with the United States law to get them here, and now all gone.
What was your conversation with them this weekend like?
We're just crying all the time. Because my dad is 75 years old. I don't know.
For help, she's reached out to her congressman, Frank Pallone, and met with his staff this week. But there appears to be little recourse. Her father's visa expires in 2 weeks, so in the least, they'll have to start the process all over again. But the worst part is Mariam can't even visit Iran to see them. She's a Muslim. Her husband is Christian. That's forbidden in Iran.
A Muslim person, she cannot get married with Christian. And
she turns away from her son and makes a slicing motion with her finger across her neck. She says she feels as if no country, not Iran nor America, likes her. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.